Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's David Smith.
All right, so welcome back to another edition of Illinois Family Spotlight. I am Dave Smith, coming to you live from the Illinois Christian Home Educators Conference. And again, as I said before, we are meeting so many great people. But today, I not only bumped into a good old friend, but a friend who works for a wonderful organization called Focus on the Family. Maybe you've heard of it before. Dr. James Dobson, the founder. Good guy. He actually helped IFI launch back in 1992. I think he was one of our first keynote speakers at a fundraising banquet, and I was told like over 2,000 people attended. I am here with Rhonda Robinson. She is a Illinois native, homeschool mother of how many?
Nine.
Nine children. And now she is in Colorado Springs working for Focus on the Family. You're here speaking about homeschooling, and of course, Focus on the Family, like IFI, supports homeschooling. Tell me, what's your main message that you're trying to get across to parents here at this conference?
We parent around the clock, right?
Yes.
And so we don't bring a school into our home. We just parent our children.
Amen.
In every way.
Amen. And what kind of advice are you giving them? What to do? How to do it? I mean, you've got a planner over here that you showed me.
Yes.
That Focus has got available. So tell me.
I started homeschooling in the 80s because of Dr. Dobson. So this is full circle for me. Dr. Dobson said in the 1980s, he said, if you love your children, homeschool them. And I had, you might remember, I have two hearing impaired children. So I was like, I can't homeschool my children because I'm not a professional. These need special help. I found out that I was wrong, that I was the one. I had to homeschool them because nobody loves my children like I did. And Dr. Dobson was right. So I'm here talking about homeschooling and encouraging parents that they can do it. Just like they had their newborn baby and they looked at that first baby and their eyes went, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? This is this helpless, wonderful little creature. Same thing. And God comes through every time.
Amen. He calls and he equips
exactly.
At the same time.
He does.
That's so good. When you have your first little one, you're looking at, how am I going to feed this kid? How am I going to close this? How am I going to take care of this and protect this child, right?
Right.
You know?
That's right.
But that's so cool. You know, Dr. Dobson, going back to him, we'll talk about him. When I had my first son, I don't know if he was even 2 years old, he came out with the book, Raising Boys.
Yes.
And I read that book cover to cover. Underlined, starred, all that good stuff, you know, and it was a real blessing to me. I now have six boys.
and the advice still holds true, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does,
yes.
Doesn't it? So what is your reaction from the folks here to your message and to your booth here, to your display booth for Focus?
I think it's been very positive. I mean, we are all about family and all about marriage, you know, and as you know, homeschooling takes a toll. There's a lot of sacrifices. My husband worked 2, 3, 4 jobs as a police officer, different shifts so that I could stay home and homeschool our children. It didn't come without sacrifice, but Focus on the Family comes alongside to help those marriages stay strong.
That's right.
And help the parenting, because like I said, homeschooling is really parenting on steroids. You don't get to send them away and you live your life out in front of them.
And Rhonda, do you have stronger relationships with your children, your adult children now, and your grandchildren than you think you would have had if you let somebody else educate them?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's really interesting is watching my adult children observe other families and their relationships with their parents, but even more so with my children, with their siblings. Right now, our age range, you're ready for this, is 48 down to 29.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have this, and you know what? They're all still extremely close.
Amen.
They're best of friends.
So
they talk
important.
To each other, and they're over three states.
Yeah.
But they will talk to at least one sibling every day and sometimes multiple.
How about our grandchildren? I want to hear this.
So we have, we didn't do that math. So we now have, it depends on how, I have to break down the numbers for you. So we have 39 grandchildren at the end of this summer. And we have 3 great-grandchildren.
Oh my goodness, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. And then we have been blessed with 7 more children that have come in through a second marriage. Yeah. And grafted into our family. So,
oh my goodness!
Yes,
that's good. How many of them are homeschooling today?
We still have 4 that are left. 4 homeschooling families. 2 out of the top 3, their children are grown and gone.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at the great grands. And as you know, we lost the son. So right. Out of 8, we have 4 that are still homeschooling now.
So Rhonda, you have a book that's coming out. It's going to be published by Focus on the Family.
Yes.
What's it called and when will it be available?
It's called The Thriving Homeschool, A Christian Parent's Guide. It is designed to give you that foundation for homeschooling. Everything from how to run your house, how to incorporate that parenting skills in it. But you know what? Since I'm obviously not a young peer anymore, so it is really...
I think you said you were a great grandma.
Yes, I am. And so it is a culmination of 30 years of homeschooling.
Yes.
And seeing what our children are dealing with now with our homeschooling families. And so it is how to lay that firm foundation and how to get through that messy middle.
So you are a pioneer in the homeschooling. Now
yes.
It has kind of become more popular. I don't know if you want to say exploded, but I think Dr. Brian Ray says 4 million nationwide.
I believe that, yes,
yeah,
I believe
so. We hope that continues because government schools are failing our kids in multiple ways. And Christians need to take a hold of this, right?
Right.
Yeah, so your book, where would they be able to find it if they're considering homeschooling?
Right now, they can find it on Focus on the Family at our website store. They can find it on...
So they can pre-order it?
Yes, they can pre-order it. So here's the thing with the pre-order. If you go to Focus on the Family store, bookstore, then you can pre-order it, and then you can download for free right now our planner.
Okay.
So my planner that I designed years ago, and it's tried and true. It was over 30 years.
I'm going to download it myself and talk to my wife about it and say,
there
look at this. Anyway.
Yes, and it also works also if you are, no matter what type of schooling you do, if you do regular school at home, if you have teenagers, if you do unit studies, or if you have special needs children, it also helps you document and plan for special needs children.
So Rhonda, why is it important that parents get this book?
Because it really speaks to the heart of what they are either dealing with and what they're going to look at in their homeschooling journey. And it, like I said earlier, it lays the foundation for a solid homeschool.
It gives
lays
you a vision.
It does. It gives you a vision, and then it gives you a workable plan. For example, right now we're at a conference, and it takes you through step-by-step on how to write your own educational philosophy. Every curriculum has an educational philosophy.
Yes,
every school
right.
does.
That's right.
And if you buy a curriculum and without understanding what they're trying to teach and why they're trying to teach
good
it,
point.
then you're going to waste a lot of money and you're going to be frustrated. And so it's so important to start with that, to start with knowing what you want, what's your vision for your family, what your vision is for your home and your school, and that's where we start.
Amen. Tell us the book, the name of the book again.
The Thriving Homeschool, A Christian Parent's Guide by Rhonda Robinson.
All right, so maybe Rhonda, when it comes out, we'll have to have you come back to Illinois and speak.
Absolutely.
And do maybe a special forum with IFI.
That sounds wonderful. I would
excellent.
Love to
Rhonda,
do that.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to shake your hand real quick again. God bless you. We love you.
This is an Illinois Family Institute, illinoisfamily.org update.
Illinois Family Institute has officially partnered with the Greater Than Campaign in their mission to overturn the devastating Obergefell decision. When Obergefell was passed, it was thought as this big win for adult equality. After all, don't homosexual couples just want the same tax breaks and legal rights as heterosexual couples? But what Obergefell also did was it opened the door for not only marriage to be rewritten and perverted, but also for parenthood to be redefined entirely. But moms and dads are not optional. They are not interchangeable.
And every measurable marker proves that children need their mom and their dad. For the last decade, children have been stripped of their fundamental human right to their mother and their father. But enough is enough. The rights of children are more important than the desires of adults. Stand with the movement to overturn Obergefell. Go to greaterthancampaign.com to join.
Join Illinois Family Action for the Save America Rally, 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 5th at the Bank of Springfield Center. Former U.S. Comptroller General David M. Walker, along with businessman and author Joe Penland Sr., will offer big, bold, and practical solutions for fixing Social Security and protecting other vital programs from the reach of those who preach for communism in America. And during the Save America Rally, hopeful messages for the land of Lincoln from key Illinois candidates. Darren Bailey for governor, Don Tracy for U.S. Senate, and Jeff Wilson for Congress. Go to IllinoisFamilyAction.org for more information. IFA's David Smith.
Join us as we stand together to save America.
The Save America Rally is free. Be there Wednesday, August 5th at the Bank of Springfield Center. Find out more at IllinoisFamilyAction.org. Paid for by Illinois Family Action.
So this is Dave Smith from Illinois Family Action Spotlight, and we're at the Illinois Christian Home Educators Conference in Bourbonnais, or some people call it Bourbonnais, Olivet Nazarene University. And I am visiting with a couple of guys who are with the Champaign County Christian Writers Guild, and they have some wonderful material on their display table here, their vendor table, to encourage a biblical worldview and patriotism. Let me go ahead and ask you just to introduce yourself and why you're here today at the Christian Conference.
Okay, my name is David Lucas. I'm here with my wife, Leanne, and we've written a book called The Reluctant Pilgrim. And it is the story of the separatist pilgrims as they arrived in this country. But it's told through the eyes of a 13-year-old girl named Elizabeth Tilley. And she was on the Mayflower and came with her parents and her aunt and uncle. So we follow her, but it's the actual story of the pilgrims as related by Bradford in his book of Plymouth Plantation, yep. And Edward Winslow in his two books. One was Mort's Relation and Good News from New England. So we've tried to be as historically accurate as possible.
Wonderful. And what kind of reaction are you getting to that?
Well, we have one book left.
Whoa, wow. So there's a bit of a demand.
It's been a very good reaction to
it. So a little bit better than you expected.
Yes,
a little bit better. You're going to have to go home and refresh
your stock?
Yeah.
And we started out with this project. Bill, as you're going to introduce him later, but Bill asked Leanne to write a screenplay about the pilgrims. So we started this about 5 years ago, researching the pilgrims and also researching how to do a screenplay. And we've written a screenplay, and we're trying to sell it as well. But then the novel came out of that work developing the screenplay.
That sounds wonderful. And so your partner here is Bill. Go ahead, introduce yourself, Bill.
Yes, my name is Bill Burtness. I've been working with Dave and Leanne and my wife as well in putting together this book, and we've tried to get the closest to Bradford's history originally as possible so that this is a readable version of Bradford's history.
And that's Governor William Bradford and of Plymouth Plantation.
Plymouth Plantation, yeah. Yes. Only this is more readable. And then it tells the story of Elizabeth
Tilley. You don't write in 16th century English?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right,
I don't hardly read in 16th century English. And so this makes it easier.
Much easier.
But it shows the concepts and the principles that they came over here with. As they went from Holland to the New World, and they implemented the concepts and ideas that they learned in their 10-year Bible study in Holland, where they fled persecution and were seeking the Lord for, okay, now what do we do?
For religious liberty, too, seeking religious liberty.
Yes, it shows how God directed them and led them to the place where they ended up. They were originally headed to Virginia, but the wind blew them 500 miles north. So they had to get it all from scratch, actually, from God. And that's the story of just exactly how that happened.
So yeah, they didn't have GPS back then.
No, they did not.
So tell me about your book, which somebody had sent me, Self-Evident Truths, and the subtitle there is The American Philosophy of Government. What compelled you to write that book?
Well, I've been studying this material for a number of years, and I work with Youth with a Mission, and I teach a course on how God changes nations. I wrote up the book, A Third Alternative, Christian Self-Government.
Yes, I've seen it.
As right out of that course to give my students.
Okay.
And the ideas are from the Reformation, from John Wycliffe.
Okay.
He came up with a concept. He was a Bible scholar at Oxford University, and his idea was that if the people of a society or a nation will govern themselves under God, in other words, will do what is right on their own voluntarily, then they can be free and it won't turn to chaos.
In other words, small government.
And then, so they don't need a huge external civil government to control them because they're controlling themselves.
With hundreds of new bills or laws every year.
Exactly.
Yep.
Really big problem. And it was the worst problem back then.
Yep. Whoa, really?
And yes. And they...
Because it's pretty bad right now, Bill.
Yes. But we haven't lost it yet.
Nope.
Praise God.
Yes, amen.
He decided that the way to do this was to translate the Bible into the common English language so that the people could read the Bible and come to know the Lord and then begin to... align their lives on the basis of biblical principles and govern themselves under God, and that the result would be liberty that was sustainable. That was the original book. Then I got an opportunity to teach this material in Kosovo at the National University of Kosovo, the University of Pristina. It was to teach a course on how to have a free nation. And this was all to Muslim students. This was right after communism had crashed in their nation. And they were asking...
So in that early 90s?
It was in 2004. They were wondering, what do we do now? And so at the time, it was the one Muslim nation that loved America. They wanted to know how America works. And so the course name was The Foundations of American Political Thought. Basically, I taught the concepts and principles that were the foundation of the United States of America, many of which came out of the Pilgrim story, and then just how they became the basis of the civil structure and also the character of the people here in America, which work together in order to produce sustainable liberty, which we are celebrating the 250th anniversary of this year. And it's because of these concepts and ideas from the Bible that this is happening. And the book is called Self-Evident Truths. And it starts out with what the Declaration of Independence calls truths that are self-evident.
That's right.
In other words, they're obvious to any honest thinking person, just how they work and the concepts that come out of them that formed the original foundation is what the book is all about. And then also with the concepts and principles is the teaching how to reason from those principles to apply them to every area of life. And so I apply them to maybe 20 different issues. Usually when we're talking about issues, we're talking emotional reactions and opinions.
We've got a lot of those in this country, don't we?
We got a lot of those, yes. But what are the concepts and the principles of truth that form the actual true understanding of those issues so that we can make decisions and votes, public policies, and even our financial decisions, whatever it might be.
Sure.
But we need to know what the concepts and principles are, because we need to not just have people's opinions, but it needs to be based on truth.
Amen.
And the foundation of truth is in the Bible. So that's where
we've got to start.
Where it comes from.
That's right.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Well, let me ask David real quick here. So where do we find more information about your books and about the Writers Guild? And can you tell me a little bit more about your foundation and what you hope to accomplish?
The book you can find on Amazon.
Okay.
And it's
so
available.
Self-Evident Truths are on Amazon.
Self-Evident Truths.
What about
also?
All of them are on, okay.
On Amazon. Mm-hmm.
So I see one behind you that you're advertising, the Tubman Train, about Harriet Tubman. And the Swords in the Desert.
And these were written by Doug Peterson.
Yep.
And he's not here today. He's at a writer's conference.
Okay.
But he's part of the guild, and we bring his material with us. So those are also, and everything he's written, are also available on Amazon.
Okay. And so do you have a website?
The website is leannelucas.com.
LeanneLucas. All right. .com. Well, there you go. And what is it that your goal is here? Is to, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I want you to tell me what your hope is with your writing, your books that you're selling.
Well, for Leanne and I and the Pilgrim book, The Reluctant Pilgrim, it's to help people, and believers primarily, know the truth about how the Pilgrims came to America, how they decided to settle where they did, the fact that that land was ceded them by Massasoit, they did not steal it, and they lived at peace with the Wampanoag Indians for 50 years. During that period, we could see the civil government develop. We could see the relationship between the Wampanoag and the English develop. And it was the what they called the King Philip War that happened in 1675 that destroyed all of that. Before that, we had John Eliot. He came over and learned the language of the Native Americans and actually wrote the first Bible that was printed in America in Algonquin. There's actually a copy of that. Yeah, there's a copy of that down at U of I in their library. But after the war, people lost their confidence in the and their trust in the Native Americans, destroyed the Bibles, the first printings, destroyed what they call the praying villages. So it was a tragedy, not only for the people, the English and the colonies that were destroyed, but also for the Native Americans. It totally changed the trajectory of our nation from one of peaceful coexistence to one of antagonism and war between the two peoples. So that first 50 years were critical.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know this history.
A lot of people don't know it.
And so you're hoping
our hope is that people will know that history and have confidence and courage to support that history in the light of false
revisionist history. Yeah.
Yes.
So is this your first trip to the Illinois Christian Home Educators Conference?
Yes, it is. This is our first time
here. And you're thinking that the homeschoolers here have a desire to learn true history and read more, like, of your writing?
They seem to.
All right. Well, good. Well, glad you're here. So if folks want to learn more about the Champaign County Christian Writers Guild, they go to leannelucas.com. to find out more.
Yes.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks for taking some time with us today, guys.
Thank you.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.